Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Browns, Lions, Sunday. You'll be able to hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan. And, of course, Doug Deacon will be on the call as one of the voices of Sunday right here in Northeast Ohio. And, of course, Doug is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hello, Deke. How are you?
Morning.
What's happening, Deke?
Good morning to you.
Oh, not much. Just trying to get the taste of that last game out of our mouths. That was horrible.
Have they made a mouthwash for that?
There isn't.
Yeah.
A keg.
I think it'd have to have some alcohol in it.
Can we read into a little bit of the fact, although I'm having trouble doing this. I'm trying to sell myself on this. The fact that the Patriots were so dominant last night, can we maybe give the Patriots a little more credit than maybe we were thinking of going into Sunday's game?
Well, I think it goes, they just executed. The young quarterback, Mac Wilson, made some great throws. His receivers made some great catches. And then the other part of the equation is Belichick. I mean, the old bum Phillips saying about Tom Landry, he can take his and beat yours and take yours and beat his. I mean, Belichick's one of the great coaches in the game.
So we found out this week, so Baker Mayfield dealing with the shoulder injury, as we knew. He left the game with a knee injury. Our own Daryl Ryder saying there's a second knee injury. The poor guy is just falling apart. Deke, what do you do when your quarterback is this banged up? And frankly, should he be out there this week when Case Keenum has proven nothing except to be a competent backup quarterback?
Well, I think, you got to take Baker for what he says. I mean, if Baker has a better feeling of his, body and, what he can do and what he can't do, what his limitations are. And, you always say, after the first game of the season, you never feel 100%. But you also have to, cut your losses, and that is if you don't want to go out there and hurt your team. And, only Baker knows, what he can do. The coach can evaluate it, but, I think, Baker has to be honest with the coach and say, hey, I think you're better off, going with Case, or, hey, I can go and I can get a win today. But, I mean, knowing Baker, he's always going to say, I can get a win.
Yeah, how hard of a decision is that for Kevin, though? I mean, I think on the outside, we're all looking at this going, it's the Lions. I know we don't want to lose, but maybe this might be a good game for him to sit out. And how does Kevin evaluate that? And I know he's got a quarterback that wants to be a warrior, but maybe it might be better suited if he sits this one out.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's just something, it's got to come with honesty, from Baker in regards to, what he feels he can do and if he can help the offense and not be a liability. And from the coach, I mean, Kevin has to say, hey, Baker, I know you want to go, but, from what I've seen, he can say yay or nay and make the decision. But, obviously, you got in Case, you've got somebody that's been in the league, so... And, Detroit, obviously their record is not good, but they play hard. I mean, they're going to come out and give you everything you want. I mean, you look at the games against the Ravens and the Steelers. They've tied the Steelers, and the Ravens, that game was only, I think, a two-point game.
Yep.
Doug Deacon, Browns Radio Network, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Deke, you've had a better view of this than we have from where you sit and what you see and what you watch. It seems like they will not push the ball down the field. It seems like teams are kind of putting a dome at the 15-yard line and just daring them to keep everything underneath, and the Browns are obliging. What do you do to beat that kind of thing, and what do you do to start pushing the ball down the field?
Well, I think you got to, hit the home run ball a couple times. Obviously, they did it in Cincinnati, and that helped them out. And then, everything underneath gets loosened up. But this is a run-first offense, and, teams are going to come up and try to stuff the run. And I think, D'Ernest Johnson did a great job last week. But unfortunately, they had to get away from the run because the scoreboard dictated something different.
Yeah, that was, you know, when you go back and you look at the Ernest had, you know, a quarter of the team's run on the first drive. I know they got caught up early, but do you think maybe they just hit the panic button too early? I mean, I know you're down 21-7, but the run was working at a point where, you know, Bill's teams don't normally give up that many running yards, especially early on. Did they adjust, or do you think the Browns maybe panicked a little?
Well, you know, the thing is, sometimes when you get behind, all of a sudden you panic a little bit, and you probably throw the ball more than you can. I think, you know, the thing that used to impress me about Kyle Shanahan was he could be down by two or three scores, and he just continued to run the ball and get you back in the game. And there's a mentality to it, and you've just got to believe in your running game. Yeah, if you know we had Chubb and Kareem, you might be more likely to do it. But you know, when you only got one guy back there and not a lot of experience behind him, it kind of changes your mentality, I think.
Nick Chubb and Dimitri Felton coming off the COVID-19 list today. If they are able to play on Sunday, what kind of a lift does that give this offense?
Well, it gives it a great offense lift. I mean, Nick Chubb, I think is kind of the heart and soul of that team. You know, Baker is the vocal leader, but Nick Chubb is the leader by example. And, what he does to a defense, the way, you know, when he gets into the secondary and guys come up and want to try to tackle him, you know, that's it'll test your manhood because, he's a load. And I think, you know, that's a big plus having Nick Chubb there.
Can you describe our defense right now? You know, against Cincinnati, you're like, man, these guys are great. And then you get New England, you're like, oh, can they make a tackle on an 11-play drive and get off the field? They're like Sybil. I don't know what to expect.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, there's no consistency there. I mean, you watch the Cincinnati game, and they were dominant. Of course, that first Denzel Ward interception really kind of set the tone. But, you know, and if that not had happened, you don't know what would have happened down there. But no, I think this defense is looking for its identity of what, you know, they've got a lot of good players. If they can play as a team and, you know, dominate in a way. And one of the things I guess that you'd like to see maybe is tighten up the coverages instead of backing off, you know, on the wide receivers and just challenge the wide receivers. Obviously, this week is going to be an easier week to do it because of the receivers that, you know, the Lions have. You know, they don't have a lot of impact players for the most part in their offense. So, you know, I think the term that Kevin Stefanski uses, match up your rush with your coverage. And, you know, we've got some guys who can get after the passer, but, you know, you got to make the ball come out quick. And the way you do it is, you know, come up and, press in coverage when they're going after him.
How do you think Dan Campbell is done with this Lions team? I mean, I know the record isn't exactly impressive, but it seems like Deke, they play hard every single week.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was on the year that the Lions went 0-16, he was on that team, so he knows what it's like. And, you know, obviously this is a total rebuild up there. You look at, you know, their roster, and, you know, they made the big quarterback trade last year, and they got a couple of first-round draft picks in the future for it. And I think, you know, they're in a serious rebuild. But, you know, when you got a coach that just, you know, has a team that's going to go out there and play hard, and, you know, they're going to make some mistakes, but they're also going to make some plays. And you just can't sit there and look at that record and say, oh, they haven't won yet, they just have a tie. Well, you know, that tie was against the Steelers, a team that beat us, and one of the losses, you know, was against Steelers by a couple points.
So what do you expect in this game on Sunday?
Well, I think, you know, the Browns, you know, they have to dominate on the ground. I think, you know, that's the mentality of this, you know, football game. And you talk about Campbell, you know, he wants to play tough football. And if you look at the last two losses we've had, Pittsburgh and New England, both of them played very physical defense. So I think, you know, whenever anybody has some success, you know, shutting down your offense, you know, people are going to copy it. And, you know, Campbell's been around the league long enough to, you know, to copy those two games.
So what does this defense need to do in this game to be able to stop that running game that the Lions have definitely held onto and have definitely pushed for? What do they need to improve on to be able to win?
Well, I think they got to improve on the third downs. I mean, that's where they got killed last Sunday. They were horrible on third downs as far as the offense executing, and they were horrible as far as the defense getting off the field. And you just have to play better on, you know, on third down. But, you know, give Mac Wilson credit. I mean, that kid made some passes that, you know, were just unbelievable. You know, I thought when I was watching earlier in the year, Chase down in Cincinnati, I thought, man, this guy's, you know, is a lock for rookie of the year. When I saw Mac Wilson, I'm not so confident that he's going to get it. I think Mac Wilson might.
All right, Deke, final question for you out of me. So Dan Campbell told the media about 3 weeks ago that he goes every morning and goes to Starbucks and gets a venti coffee with two shots of espresso with it, and then he goes back later and gets a second one. What would we have to do to ever get you to try such a thing?
Well, I would have to say during my playing career, I probably had about four cups of coffee before, you know, each game. You know, we had coffee in the locker room there, and, you know, it was a good energy boost. So I've had my share of coffee, caffeine and nicotine in my day.
But would you do the double shot of espresso in the cup of coffee if it was
offered
to you?
I'm not an espresso guy. No, I don't think I'd do the double shot of espresso. My heart rate might be a little high then.
Yeah, I'd be a little worried about that too. All right, Deke. Thank you. We appreciate your time, man.
Okay, guys.
Talk soon, Deke.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.